Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 20th of February, 2010. It's good to have you with us once again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want an idea of just how bad things can get here in the United States with regard to the current debt problem and the economic crisis, you only need to look at Greece right now. We're going to talk a little bit about Greece. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Bob Chapman in the third hour here in the show. He's going to be joining us later on. But Greece is in a real mess right now, and a lot of this is due perhaps all of it is due, really, to the economic conditions, the out-of-control deficits that they have, the fiscal irresponsibility. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is a warning to us here in the West. And I'm going to cover some information about our own debt problems. Some information has just come out out of money and markets recently. And money and markets, Mike Larson does a lot of good work. And so I'm going to be sharing some of his information as well. The Toronto Star had, a couple of months ago, they had a very interesting article. And it's pretty dire. But I think it's important to read this and share it with you because I've saved this for quite a while for a reason. And I've been meaning to share it on the show. Because I think everyone needs to take heed and take notice, because all of these areas, all of these avenues with regard to the debt, with regard to tracking underground economies, now we're told now that increasingly, as the government gets more and more irresponsible, we have more and more economic underground transactions taking place, things that are not trackable. I know back a while ago, Janan in Texas sent me an article, I think it was Janan, where she was, where they were talking about how these drug runners in Mexico, there was a lot of cash that's not trackable there, and so it's like the Hegelian argument was being made that, you know, we need to do away with cash. Cash can be vilified because it can be used in financial transactions that are illegal. And certainly we have a lot of going on with regard to the violence going on at the border as well. These are very eventful times that we're living in today. And so we're going to cover some of this. We're going to cover this Toronto Star article and some other stuff as well. Lots of things going on with regard to the global warming front as well. Good things happening as their whole so-called consensus is falling apart. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I mentioned before the break that we have the Toronto Star reported, this is back in December of 06, but I wanted to share this with you because it's very, very relevant. It could have very well been released today. They say one generation is all they need. They say one day we will all be happily implanted with microchips and our every move will be monitored. The technology exists. The only barrier is society's resistance to the loss of privacy. An expert on surveillance and society lays out how corporations... this headline is actually cut off. Anyway, they say by the time... And this is Kevin Haggerty writing here in the Toronto Star. By the time my four-year-old son is swapped in the soft flesh of old age. He will likely find it unremarkable that he and almost everyone he knows will be permanently implanted with a microchip. Automatically tracking his location in real time, it will connect him with databases monitoring and recording his smallest behavioral traits. Most people anticipate such a prospect with a sense of horrified disbelief, dismissing it as a science fiction fantasy. The technology, however, already exists. For years, humane societies have implanted all the pets that leave their premises with a small identifying microchip, as well as millions of consumer goods are now traced with tiny radio frequency identification chips that allow satellites to reveal their exact location. A select group of people are already chipped with devices that automatically open doors, turn on lights, and perform other low-level miracles. Prominent among such individuals is researcher Kevin Warwick of Reading University in England. Warwick is a leading proponent of the almost limitless potential uses for such chips. Other users include the patrons of the Baja Beach Club in Barcelona, many of whom have paid about $150 for the privilege of being implanted with an identifying chip that allows them to bypass lengthy club queries and purchase drinks by being scanned. These individuals are the advance guard of an effort to expand the technology as widely as possible. From this point forward, microchips will become progressively smaller, less invasive, and easy to deploy. Thus, any realistic barrier to the wholesale chipping of Western citizens is not technological, but cultural. It relies upon the visceral reaction against the prospect of being personally marked as a component in a massive human inventory. Today, we might strongly hold such beliefs, but sensibilities can and probably will change. How this remarkable attitudinal transformation is likely to occur is clear to anyone who has paid attention to privacy issues over the past quarter century. There will be no 3 a.m. knock on the door by stormtroopers to come force implants into our bodies. The process will become more subtle and cumulative, couched in the unassailable language of progress and social betterment, and mimicking many of the processes that have contributed to the expansion of closed-circuit television cameras and the corporate market in personal data. A series of tried and tested strategies will be marshaled to familiarize citizens with the technology. These will be coupled with efforts to pressure tainted social groups and entice the remainder of the population into being chipped. This, then, is how the next generation will come to be microchipped. It starts in distant countries. Having tested the technology on guinea pigs, both human and animal, the first widespread use of human implanting will occur in nations at the periphery of the Western world. Such developments are important in their own right, but the international significance pertains to how they familiarize a global audience with the technology and habituate them to the idea that chipping represents a potential future. An increasing array of hypothetical chipping scenarios will also be depicted in entertainment media, furthering the familiarization process. In the West, chips will be implanted in members of stigmatized groups. Pedophiles are the leading candidate for this distinction, although it could start with terrorists, drug dealers, or whatever happens to be the year's most vilified criminals. Short-lived promises will be made that the technology will only be used on the worst of the worst. In fact, the wholesale chipping of incarcerated individuals will quickly ensue, encompassing people on probation and on parole. Even accused individuals will be tagged, a measure justified on the grounds that it would stop them from fleeing justice. Many prisoners will welcome this development, since only chipped inmates will be eligible for parole, weekend release, or community sentences. From the prison system will emerge an evocative vocabulary distinguishing chippers from non-chippers. Although the chips will be justified as a way to reduce fraud and other crimes, criminals will almost immediately develop techniques to simulate other people's chip codes and manipulate their data. The comparatively small size of the incarcerated population, however, means that prisons would be simply a brief stopover on a longer voyage. Commercial success is contingent on making serious inroads into tagging the larger population of law-abiding citizens. Other stigmatized groups will therefore be targeted. This will undoubtedly entail monitoring welfare recipients, a move justified to reduce fraud, enhance efficiency, and ensure that the poor do not receive undeserved benefits. Once e-commerce is sufficiently advanced, welfare recipients will receive their benefits as an electronic vouchers stored on their microchips, a policy that will be tinged with a sense of righteousness, as it will help ensure that clients can only purchase government-approved goods from select merchants, reducing the always disconcerting prospect that poor people might use their limited funds to purchase alcohol or tobacco. Civil libertarians will try to foster a debate on these developments. Their attempts to prohibit chipping will be handicapped by the inherent difficulty in animating public sympathy for criminals and welfare recipients, groups that many citizens are only too happy to see subjected to tighter regulation. Now, folks, this is the argument that I've been making. I want to stop here and point out already, you know, with regard to E-Verify and all these things that people are proposing for the illegal immigrants coming into this country, you know, oh, we need to chip these people. You know, this is the point. It's always the camel's nose under the tent, ladies and gentlemen. And we all have to approach it this way, you know, because any case can be made. Once the case can be made to start allowing it for certain groups or certain individuals, it will always be broadened more and more and more to the general public. It's a breaking down. It's a conditioning process. And this is where we need to fight it. Draw the line before it ever gets started. Now, they go on here. They say, indeed, the lesser public concern for such groups is an inherent part of the unarticulated rationale for why coerced chipping will be disproportionately directed at the stigmatized. The official privacy arm of the government will now take up the issue. Mandated to determine the legality of such initiatives, privacy commissioners and Senate committees will produce a forest of reports presented at a bunch of international conferences. Hampered by lengthy research and publication timelines, their findings will be delivered long after a widespread adoption of chipping is effectively a fait accompli. The research conclusions on this effectiveness of such technologies will be mixed and open to interpretation. Officials will vociferously reassure the chipping industry that they do not oppose chipping itself, which has fast become a growing commercial sector. Instead, they are simply seeking to ensure that the technology is used fairly and that data on the chips is not misused. New policies will be drafted. Employers will start to expect implants as a condition of getting a job. The U.S. military will lead the way, requiring chips for all soldiers as a means to enhance battlefield command and control and to identify human remains. From cooks to commandos, every one of the more than 1 million U.S. military personnel will see microchips replace their dog tags. Following quickly behind will be the massive security sector. Security guards, police officers, and correctional workers will all be expected to have a chip. Individuals with sensitive jobs will find themselves in the same position. The first signs of the stage are already apparent. In 2004, the Mexican Attorney General's office started implanting employees to restrict access to secure areas. The category of sensitive occupation will be expansive to the point that anyone with a job that requires keys, a password, security clearance, or identification badge will have those replaced by a chip. Judges hearing cases on the constitutionality of these measures will conclude that chipping policies are within legal limits. The thin veneer of voluntariness coding many of these programs will allow the judiciary to maintain these individuals are not being coerced into using the technology. All right, we have to take another break. When we come back, I'll finish this up, and we're going to move on to some other things. We've had a situation happen in Austin, Texas, with an aircraft. We'll talk about that as well. Stay with us as we continue.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, by the way, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to get back to this article. I've been sharing with you an article in the Toronto Star. It's called One Generation is All They Need, and it talks about the microchipping and how how this writer's vision of how it would all come about, he shares his vision of how it's going to be happening. And basically, folks, it's a lesson in progressiveness. It's a lesson in dividing groups, splitting people into different groups, demonizing certain groups. Everything that you see in this article is exactly the way that I believe that if the society is going to be microchipped, this is the only way it's going to happen. Anyway, he says, in situations where the chips are clearly forced on people, the judgments will deem them to be undeniable infringements of the right to privacy. However, they will then invoke the nebulous and historically shifting standard of reasonableness to pronounce coerced chipping a reasonable infringement on privacy rights in the context of demands for governmental efficiency and the pressing need to enhance security in light of the still ongoing wars on terror, drugs, and crime. At this juncture, an unfortunately common tragedy of modern life will occur. A small child, likely a photogenic toddler, will be murdered or horrifically abused. It will happen in one of the media capitals of the Western world, thereby ensuring nonstop breathless coverage. Chip manufacturers will recognize this as an opportunity. They have been anticipating for years. With their technology now largely bug-free, familiar to most citizens, and comparatively inexpensive, manufacturers will partner with the police to launch a high-profile campaign encouraging parents to implant their children to ensure their own peace of mind. Specific deals will be offered. Implants will be free, providing the family registers for monitoring services. Loving but unnerved parents will be reassured by the ability to integrate tagging with other functions on their PDA so that they can see their child anytime from any place. Paralleling these developments will be initiatives that employ the logic of convenience to entice the increasingly small group of holdouts to embrace the now common practice of being tagged. At first, the convenience tagging will be reserved for the highest echelon of Western society, allowing the elite to move unencumbered through the physical and informational corridors of power. Such practices will spread more widely as the benefits of being chipped become more prosaic. Chipped individuals will, for example, move more rapidly through customs. Indeed, it will ultimately become a condition of using mass transit systems that officials be allowed to monitor your chip. Companies will offer discounts to individuals who pay by using funds stored on their embedded chips. On the small print condition that the merchant can access large swaths of their personal data. These discounts, quote-unquote, are effectively punitive pricing schemes, charging unchipped individuals more as a way to encourage them to submit to monitoring. Now, keep in mind, listeners, we already have stores utilizing technology, personal, you know, these little scanning barcodes on your key rings and in your wallet, frequent shopper programs. This is a precursor to what they're talking about here. Corporations, they say, will seek out the personal data in hopes of producing ever more fine-grained customer profiles for marketing purposes and to sell to other institutions. By this point, all major organizations will be looking for opportunities to capitalize on the possibilities inherent in almost universally chipped population. The uses of chips proliferate, as do the types of discounts. Each new generation of household technology becomes configured to operate by interacting with a person's chip. Finding a computer or appliance that will run through old-fashioned hands-on interactions becomes progressively and more difficult and costly. Patients in hospitals and community care will be routinely chipped, allowing medical staff, or more accurately, remote computers, to monitor their biological systems in real time. I've got another break. This is taking a little bit longer than I anticipated, but I think it's important, folks. I'm going to continue this, and we have callers as well. Stay with us, 800-313-9443 if you want to jump on board. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Mike, hang on a moment. I know you're on the line. I want to finish this up real quick here. I'm sharing with from an article in the Toronto Star called One Generation is All They Need. And real quickly, I want to finish this up. It says, by now, the actual process of chipping for many individuals will simply involve activating certain functions of their existing chip. Any prospect of removing the chip will become increasingly unattainable, as having a chip will be a precondition for engaging in the main dynamics of modern life, such as shopping, voting, and driving. The main holdouts will grow increasingly weary of jokes and subtle accusations that they have something to hide. Exasperated at repeatedly watching neighbors bypass them and chip the lanes while they remain subject to the delays, inconveniences, and costs reserved for the unchipped, they too will choose the path of least resistance and get an implant. In one generation, then, the cultural distaste many might see as an innate reaction to the prospect of having our bodies marked, like those of an innate in a concentration camp, will likely fade. In the coming years, some of the most powerful institutions, actors in society will start to align themselves to entice, coerce, and occasionally compel the next generation to get an implant. Now, therefore, is the time to contemplate the unprecedented dangers of this scenario. The most serious of these concerns, how even comparatively stable modern societies will in times of fear embrace treacherous promises. How are the prejudices... All right, I'm going to skip down here. He says, choirs of testimonials will soon start to sing the virtues of implants. Calm reassurances will be forthcoming about democratic traditions, the rule of law, and privacy rights. History, unfortunately, shows that things can go disastrously wrong and that this happens with disconcerting regularity. Little in the way of international agreements, legality, or democratic sensibilities has proved capable of thwarting single-minded ruthlessness. It can't happen here has become the whispered swan song of the disappeared. Best to contemplate these dystopian potentials before we proffer the tender forearms of our sons and daughters. While we cannot anticipate all the positive advantages that might be derived from this technology, the negative prospects are almost too terrifying to contemplate. So there you have it, folks, from the Toronto Star, mainstream news warning you folks about how it can be done, how through Hegelian scenarios the people can be conditioned that it's necessary, and how people can be progressively broken down to accept directions of control they ordinarily would reject. Anyway, I want to go to the phone lines because Mike in Kentucky has been waiting. By the way, the phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike, good morning.
Interesting what he doesn't talk about in there, and what has been suppressed, actively suppressed, is the flaws in these systems. And I think fundamentally something's going to have to change about computer technology before this can be brought about. If you look at a lot of future shock science fiction type films, movies, and books, they always deal with the underground that inevitably is going to crop up in these type of scenarios. And in some, I think it was one Bruce Willis movie where he dealt with a future of ID systems like this. And always there's an element in the government that gets around these, just like we saw with the whoever it was, I mean, that killed that guy in Dubai. Mossad, of course, is denying it. But what did they have? They all had fake ID cards and fake identities.
Yeah.
Judge issued an injunction against some graduate students who cloned the RFID mass transit cards and rode pretty much there and their buddies demonstrated how you could clone these mass transit ID cards and could ride around by cloning the money on them.
Yeah, Jim Curry, I got an article from Jim Curry here that I have in the show to share with the people. U.S. visas sold on Mexican black market. You know, these are high-tech visas that they have just developed in order to take the place of all the documents that they present at the border. And now a bunch of these things have been stolen and are apparently being sold.
Well, they can clone them. They can clone it. And the problem is these RFIDs that this guy's talking about right now are passive RFIDs. They basically, it's just a serial number. It's like an 18-digit binary chip. You know, it just has a big string of numbers. And the database on the, in the government computers is where the information is. All it is basically is a number identification system. And so the chip, if it can be cloned, somebody can steal your identity and you can appear to be in two places at once, in effect. But the range on all of these is very limited. So the idea that you can be tracked by satellite is only true if you are within, you know, a couple of feet of one of these scanners where it knows where you're at. The scanners would have to be installed in all doorways at all stores and schools and stuff like that in order for it to actually track you in real time.
Yeah, you can easily see how they would do that, though. I mean,
I'd have to have a serious upgrade, you know, to what the technology is now. I think you'd have to have, you'd have to have a serious upgrade. Now, NASA supposedly, I read an article about a year ago where NASA had allowed some companies to have some of their high-tech receiver technology that they use to track very weak signals from space probes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up an array of these receivers in a warehouse and were able to track these RFID chips up to 600 feet away. But that's, I mean, you're dealing with a lot more expensive scenario where you've got an array of receivers that, assemble location based on receiving that signal from different directions or something.
But these things don't have their
own power source in them.
Right.
The thing about it is, Mike, all they would
have to do is come up with some kind of way of installing a GPS device in a microchip and somehow having that powered by the body's movements and everything. They have certain things that, you know, and that would be very sophisticated technology.
They don't have that yet, obviously.
That we know of, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, that we know of. That's a good point. I think you're familiar with Aaron Russo's statements before he died.
I'm familiar.
Where he said
what specifically?
He was apparently friends with some of the Rockefellers for a while,
mm-hmm.
some of the younger generation, and they told him, "Why do you care about these people? Why do you care about the people referring to us as basically like the raffle, the masses? Why do you care about them? We'll give you a chip, and that's what they were talking about in the conversation is the chips that everybody's going to have in the future, according mm-hmm. to their plans. We'll give you a chip that just says, bleep off. This is one of the elite, and he could go, he'd still be able to go anywhere he wanted to. And it mirrors, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World or 1984, the elite always will end up having what they want. They'll have their freedom to do whatever they want, no matter what kind of chip system they come up with. And law enforcement will be able to get around it and fake events, or like in the case of in Dubai, they'll still be able to assassinate people. But if you look at Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone, Sandra Bullock, you always have this underground. There's always going to be like this underground society that gets around these schemes.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the Edgar Friendly, and literally they lived underground,
Yeah.
There are ways around it, ways to defeat the chips, ways to, get outside the system. And that's what I think is in the way of this. There's got to be some kind of fundamental change to human nature and the technology. I mean, unless it's a complete fallacy and a complete fake news report, we had a guy from England use a dial-up computer modem and hack into the Pentagon, my golly. So, I mean, Pentagon's not even safe. And he was looking, he was fairly innocuous what he was doing. He just wanted to find proof of extraterrestrial, life that had been covered up by the military. And they fought his being extradited for how long now? Almost a year. So there's got to be some fundamental change to computer technology. It's not secure. The chips are clonable. The government's always going to be able to get around it somehow.
Well, and they cause cancer too. I mean, that's something that has been revealed in recent, the last couple of years. Catherine Albrecht has done a lot of work on that. So
fudge.
Anyway.
It reeks of, a lot of this stuff around the Patriot Act and the security industry is sold to the public basically for somebody to make money because it doesn't make us any safer. And this all this chip scheme is not going to make us any safer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how they can.
No question about that.
Yeah.
If security made us safer, we'd be about as safe as we've ever been. And yet, we've been more vulnerable.
Well,
time goes on.
Most people are already carrying around carrying around an ankle bracelet with them everywhere they go, and that's a cell phone.
Yep.
I have direct proof that the microphones on all these cell phones most likely are on all the time, even when the phone is off.
Well, it's actually been published that these things can be powered up. Even some of them. I don't know if all models can.
Yeah,
they
phased out the analog phones, so they're all digital. But I think even the analog phones, microphones could be turned on. And, of course, I know an engineer from 1992. He left his job to go out west to help get the phone systems up to the FCC standard to be able to track the phone within 3 meters, 10 feet, and that was in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was analog phones then, and they could track them within 10 feet. So I'd say back then even the phone microphones were able to be turned on in the analog phones, but I know it's true with the digital. So.
Yeah. It's certainly a world where people need to be educated. I think the youth need to be educated about this stuff. Because they're the most vulnerable to fall for these kinds of tactics.
Well, I believe through voice print analysis, they can track an individual as long as they're within a few feet of a cell phone. They're going to know where you're at because of your voice print. If you say more than a few words, because I think the computer technology is there to do that now, and I think they're already doing things like tracking gunshots. If phones hear gunshots. It attracts the attention of the software.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's already in place. They're just not, they're commercializing some of it. You have to be careful about letting your phone out of your sight because if somebody makes a phone call, they can subscribe your phone to one of these services to track you everywhere you go, and that's commercially available. So the the government's already been doing it, and the phone companies have already been doing it for marketing.
I think a lot of the reason why you got the commercialization going on is because if the government does it, it's subject to the Freedom of Information Act and things like this, where when corporations do it, then that's all that private stuff that you can't really get into.
Proprietary.
Yeah, proprietary, exactly.
Yeah, the government operates proprietary companies associated with the military and the intelligence community, and they do that, I think, for that reason, so that Congress can't peer into it and it's not subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
There you go.
Yeah, well,
this is exactly.
There's a lot more going on than people realize.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it, Mike. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Had a situation just Thursday where a plane crashed into an IRS federal building there in Austin, Texas. And, of course, anytime this kind of thing happens, you have to ask yourself the questions, is this another created scenario? This guy was an IRS protester. He was a taxed protester. He was against government, being out of control. And I think we need to talk about this, folks, because I think situations like this, at a time when our government is trying to finger folks like you and I as domestic terrorists, somebody gets a wild hair up the rear end, gets in a private jet, and flies it into a federal building. Is that not a lot like September 11th and what the jihadists did on that day, supposedly, if we're to believe that the 19 Arabs with box cutters who didn't know how to land a plane but knew how to take off in a plane, we're supposed to believe that these people did that on 9/11. many of whom, by the way, were interviewed afterward by the BBC, and they were still alive. That's another fact that gets lost as time goes by. I think we still have that article. But the point is, folks, it looks like this is could very well be another setup situation. They're saying 13 people were injured. You got the Masonic number. And now we're already seeing the case being made that small aircraft need to be more tightly regulated because the commercial airliners after 9/11 were accepted regulation, but the small aircraft haven't. You see, any place where there's any kind of freedom, any kind of wiggle room for travel, you have to get that clamped down as well. And the Hegelian dialectic shapes everything today in a major way. Stay with us. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny. kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, 800-313-9443 is the number to call. It's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Melody. Melody, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, great. There are some questions there with that plane crash in Austin. Mm-hmm. And one of the clues that I'm looking at is the name of the building complex being Echelon.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yes. And then you have the fact that, you know, you had the large planes being set up to where that industry is. I mean, I find people that have been flying for years questioning, you know, flying, and now you're looking at them targeting the small plane industry.
Absolutely.
Then you're looking at the our ability to get a hold, because I think there's something really, really fishy about this Toyota thing. And then you have Maury Strong over in China working on this Chery or something of that sort with developing these cars with the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it possible that these are being set up to come in and that Toyota's being set up to be taken down just like they took down the General Motors, moved it out of the country?
Well, that's interesting that you say that. Now, I hadn't really thought about Toyota being anything other than what it was said. You know, and I know we always have to consider that possibility because we're not told the truth anymore. But I'm curious as to what makes you suspicious. Is it just the Maurice Strong thing, or are there other things that you've come across?
Well, I have always wondered why GM it felt like GM just kind of laid over and let Toyota come in and take the market. And now I'm wondering this recall situation. I mean, they had to have been aware of this if it was important to them. Now, the amount of deaths to me didn't seem to be that significant that I have heard. Now, I haven't been following that story that close, but I was just listening to the program that came on before yours, and then I'm wondering, you know, I mean, there's been other auto companies that had problems that seemed to have more going on than what Toyota had.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know. That's one of those things that we just don't know, you know, but it's interesting to consider the possibilities. We know transportation has got to be controlled in a major way, and I really think they're behind schedule in that regard. But you got anything else there, Melody?
Yeah, I just wanted to also throw out, I just watched the movie Dr. Moreau, and when you're talking about chips, and he had something around his neck where he can control people through pain, mm-hmm. with these chips that were implanted. So I just wanted to throw that in there as another clue for people to look at.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, folks, hour number two of Govern America. We got a ton of stuff to cover here. So we'll get to some of this as we continue with hour number two. And your phone calls are certainly welcome. 800-313-9443. Bob Chapman will be joining us in the third hour.
Introducing the new Go.